Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Inauguration Day. There was two people standing side by side. There was one guy with his family and the other guy with his family. And I just want to let you know that when Trump was standing next to Obama, the guy with three kids by three different women was the white guy. Mic drop. I was reading the Bible in school the other day. I picked up this book. Let me check this out. Yo, shit is lit, fam. Shit is lit. Like, I was reading it. Like, I was scanning the Bible for, like, Easter Bunny and Christmas. And I didn't find that. But I also didn't find abortion.
There's other reasons to vote than your own selfish, fat needs.
Okay? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. That we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves.
One more time for the bigots in the back. Not my president. Instead of being cool and casting your Green Party vote and casting your third party vote, why don't you, instead of being cool, be alive? Why don't you, instead of being cool, understand the ramifications of what you've done?
Hey yo! What is the word, people? Welcome back into another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I am Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine every week, is the ever-popular Nobody. Shorter intro, because it's going to be a shorter episode, and I say that every week, and I also say that I'm not feeling too well every week. That's true. But this is only coming to you a day late and a dollar short because I was at Comic-Con on Sunday in Wizard World in Philly. So I'm just saying. Just saying that I did things and stuff. All right. Before we get on, if you... Where do I go? No, I'm not going there. All right. London, right? London. We're sending our positive vibes over to our peeps over in London who have suffered or know people who suffered from terrorist attacks, air quotes on terrorist attacks, that happened over there. Okay? Now, terrorism's not cool. It's not something that anybody wants to happen. So let's just all agree that every human being who, you know, most human beings understand that. Let's just address that. Let's also talk about how, like, what terrorist activities are. Like, a terrorist thing, a terrorist attack is not something that has logic behind it. Like, when you talk about banning people because they're a religion, or if you talk about banning people because of what country they're from, even though that logic might be flawed, at least there's a little bit of logic in it where you're saying, okay, brown people can't come in. All right, it's stupid and it's wrong, but at least that's, you know, they're racist. They don't want brown people in the country. I understand it. But, like, nobody understands terrorism. Nobody knows what's going on. These are sick people. The people that commit terrorist attacks are sick people. They can't be helped. If they weren't sick, they wouldn't be doing things like that. Driving vans into places. Blowing things up. They wouldn't be doing that. Because no normal person wants to die. No normal person thinks that it's cool to die. And most normal people don't think it's cool to kill other people. So there's that. So, like, what you people have to understand is that when a terrorist attack happens and people with hearts and minds and brains start saying, all right, guys, no one overreact because we can't ban an entire religion, and you call people snowflakes and say that you need to protect your country, I just want to explain to you how silly that is. In Orlando today, a guy shot 5 people and himself because he lost his job. American terrorism. Happens all the time. People are getting mass shot over here all the time. And we're not stopping Americans from buying guns. In fact, we're giving them leniency to buy more guns, even if they have mental illness. And it's a sick world we live in. But do you think that any kind of registry, ban, anything where there was a pause in traveling, do you think that that would have stopped terrorists from doing terrorist things? If terrorists really want to do terrorist things, they're going to do terrorist things. And it's not what you do to prevent it, because you can't, it's like a sudden spontaneous combustion. You know, you can't prevent it. You can only do so many things to prevent it. You can only keep your eyes open, look around, and be careful. But, like, if you're at a tourist attraction and they blow it up, you know, what did it care what level the terror alert was on that day when you're dead? What did it matter? And you got, now, the ban on Muslims in America wasn't passed because they were calling it a ban, right? So the court was like, it's not, you can't call it a ban. And Trump was like, okay. Then they named it something else. And then they denied it again because they're like, listen, we don't care what you call it. On the campaign trail, you said it was going to be a ban, and that, you know, applies to you now. So this dude goes on Twitter over the weekend. We need the ban instituted. Not the watered down ban, but the real ban. Thought it wasn't a ban. I thought it wasn't a ban, though. It's a ban? You said it wasn't a ban. Now it's a ban? Why is it a ban? Why isn't Saudi Arabia banned? I just want to know why Saudi Arabia isn't banned. If you want to ban Muslim-predominant countries, you have to ban Saudi Arabia. Okay. So, hearts go out to London. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I know I sound like somebody who, like, oh, you sound like you're just going through the motions. You sound like that this interrupted your podcast to do that. No. I don't like people to die, man. My what culture peeps are over in England, you know? Can't be having that. But, like, no, what I really want to spend the next 45 minutes talking about is Kathy Griffin. Now, how can she... No, really, really, no. I would never do that. I would never do that. That's the day. That's the distraction this week. The distraction this week is Kathy Griffin. If you had in your distraction pool, in your distraction office pool, if you had Kathy Griffin fake severed head, you would have won. You would have won the prize. And that prize is to be woke. Kathy Griffin's never been politically correct. She's never even been funny. When I heard that CNN fired her for that stunt, I wondered how she got a job at CNN. Do they have a comedy station now? My life on the D-list? I don't get it. B, that head didn't even look like Trump's. C, Ted Nugent can do it? Oh, okay. I think I'm starting to understand this now. When it was a black guy, it was okay. Oh, now it's a white guy, so you can't do things like that. It's, you know, it's wrong. It's so wrong and hurtful. He had to explain to his son about the picture. He didn't have to explain to his son how to grab women by the pussy, but he explained to his son about the picture. First of all, this guy's son's 11 years old. He's got an 11-year-old son. Isn't he like 76 years old? No one else finds that creepy. 3 wives. So the travel ban needs to be re-banned. Which, by the way, that ain't helping. Like, the ALCU was quoting his tweet. Kellyanne Conway this morning is like, I wish they'd follow the president's actions more than they follow his tweets. They're literally the same. They're literally one and the same. They are one in the same. This guy, it's not like he's some hardcore Republican that does what he wants. This guy is a lunatic. Now, if you read articles about how people get bills passed with this guy, the way to get to him is to keep it short. It's to mention the Electoral College. And I just saw this. He usually listens to the last person that spoke to him. Now, think about that for a second. I don't care what your political beliefs are. Republican, Democrat, Unitarian, whatever it is. If the guy with the finger on the button does the thing, not what he wants to do, not what he has a feeling about doing, but if he does the thing that the last person told him to do, and that's the only reason he's doing said thing, man, dude needs to be removed. You can't have somebody in power like that. And this isn't normal. This isn't, I'm railing against the Republicans. Well, I'm railing against the Republicans, but not really here. I'm railing against Trump, and these people are enabling him. And don't worry, in 2018, there'll be new Republicans. People have this dream, like, oh, the Democrats are going to take back the House in 18. No, they're not. They're just going to be replaced with more conservative Republicans. That's all they're going to be. It's going to be a lot of independents. Democrats don't get seats in the House. We're victims of gerrymandering. So there's that. He pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement, so that means Steve Bannon is the president this week. So there's also a pool. You also have weekly the distraction pool, right? Where you pick out the story that is supposed to serve as the distraction while the regime runs roughshod on your freedom, right? So we got that. We also have the game, who is the president this week? Where for a couple of weeks, it was Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump were both president for a couple of weeks. And then that ended when Steve Bannon put the clamp down on that Paris Climate Agreement. Is the world over because the Paris Climate Agreement was exited? No. The world is just looking at America like, wow, you're really lame for doing that. Because those were self-imposed sanctions. Those were suggestions. They were goals. Those weren't sanctions like we have sanctions on oil companies. They're trying to say that, oh, that's sending jobs away. Where is it sending them? To Paris? Where are they going? Now you're sending jobs. The French president's like, if you're a scientist, if you believe in science, you can come to France. This will be your America. You know how sick and crazy that is? All right, so the Paris Climate Agreement, 195 countries were in on this, right? It's goals that countries set to try to lower the things that aren't greenhouse things, like the things that aren't green energy. So they want wind, we want solar. Anything that's not that, we need to cut that ish down. Cut it down. So 195 countries, 194 countries and America all agreed to, you know, this is what we're going to do. And, you know, we're going to try. And by 2020, hopefully, you know, we're going to meet again and we're going to see what goes on. The goal is to not let the earth get hotter. But if it rises 2 degrees Celsius, we are all going to die. That is not an exaggeration. If the earth keeps getting hotter, we are all dead. No ifs, ands about it. The coastlines, you know, the coasts go away. The water keeps going. Disease happens. I mean, listen, we don't know that we're not already on the second or third Earth already. You know? Like, we don't know that. Maybe some of the people lived here already. Lived on Earth already, and then they ruined it, and then, you know, they sent, you know, astronauts Adam and Eve over to the next planet. Maybe. I don't know. If you think that's tinfoil conspiracy stuff, wait what I'm going to talk about in a second. I know that, you know, I say a lot of things that are crazy, right? And I know that I can't say that something is a false flag if it happens in another country. And I can't say that something is a false flag that Americans didn't do, right? But do you guys know what Pont Saint-Esprit is? Pont Saint-Esprit, I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but it's okay because it's a French word. I don't need to know French. Those are the rules. The rules are, you know, when I, you know, when Andy said, hey, you got to do the podcast, I said, Andy, I can do the podcast. Just there's one thing. I can't know French. And he's like, okay, no problem. So I've already agreed to not learn French, okay? So if I'm pronouncing that wrong, I'm sorry. Now follow me here. Follow me. There was a mass poisoning in 1951 at Pont Saint-Esprit. It occurred on August 15th, 1951. More than 250 people were involved. 50 people were interned in asylums and resulted in 7 deaths. Foodborne illness was suspected. And academic sources have cited ergot poisoning as the cause of the epidemic. But let me tell you what happened. One day, 1951, because it's like a small town, so everyone gets their bread from the same place, right? So small town, 1951, everyone goes and gets their bread. Suddenly, at the same time, every person in the town starts going crazy, okay? Literally crazy. Shaking, seeing things, hearing voices, uncontrollable, and, you know, irritation to the 100th degree. They had to bring them to mental facilities and lock these people up. They had to quarantine the freaking town. I don't know if they quarantined the town. I didn't read it. Okay. Turns out it was ergot poisoning. A thing in yeast that, you know, happens sometimes. Well, I'm here to tell you that I've got a theory. Not on that. All right, so think about that for a second. Okay, ergot poisoning. Is Guantanamo Bay still open? I'm going to pause so I can Google that. All right, Guantanamo Bay is still open. All right? Stay with me. Now, it's pretty sick that that's still open, that we're holding terrorists and interrogating them and making them listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers songs to try to get information from them. The U.S. government, all governments, but I live in the U.S., so I'm talking about the U.S. The U.S. government is obsessed with always being in control. They're always researching techniques on how to control people. Market research. You know, market research is the lowest nth of the degree. And, you know, brainwashing and mind control techniques. Stay with me. Brainwashing and mind control techniques are a thing that they've tried to experiment with, that they are constantly trying to experiment with. Stay with me. Now, this sounds a lot better in my head. That town in France, it is theorized that the CIA was experimenting with LSD to try to see its effect, to try and see if they could put enough LSD in something, if they can control your mind. So allegedly, what the U.S. government did is they poisoned this little town because it's only 250 people and, you know, it's contained and they wanted to see what was going on. And, you know, I mean, there wasn't live television cameras running 24 hours a day back then. Right? Stay with me. What if they know how to control minds? Not all minds, but some minds. What if, you know, they were able to capture terrorists in a place, alleged terrorists in a place, and figure out ways to control the way they think and the way they act, make them like sleeper agents? And what in case they can program these alleged terrorists' minds into doing activity, like, you know, go drive that van into the store, go stab some people, scream Ali Akbar when you do it. You know, it's all too convenient that an alleged terrorist attack happens when the Supreme Court is overlooking that travel ban. It's very, very convenient. It's possible that Guantanamo Bay... Now, this is just crazy talk, so you don't have to stay with me for this. It is possible that Guantanamo Bay is a place where the U.S. government captures brown people and trains their mind to go commit terrorist activities in order to promote a fascist agenda in America. Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, I don't see why that can't happen. I mean, that's more plausible than Saudi Arabians being allowed to come to this country after 13 of 16 of the 9/11 hijackers were found to be from Saudi Arabia, unless 9/11 was an inside job. I don't know that. I don't know if jet fuel can melt steel. I'm not a chemist.
Science!
I'm not a chemist. Thomas Dolby, quiet down in the back. So I don't know. I mean, listen, is it possible that the government is planting terrorist attacks to isolate ourselves from brown people because America's just sick of brown people and want to take our land back? That's my country. I want to take my country back. I want to have no teeth. I want to not be educated. I want my kids to learn about creationism in school. Who needs math? Bing! Who needs math? I'll teach them how to load a rifle. I'll teach them how to milk the cows. Teach them how to go to Walmart at 3 in the morning. Who needs education? Education. What a silly liberal snowflake thing. What are they going to learn? They're going to learn to vote Democrat? They're going to tolerate gay people? Ha! Not my boy. No, he's a boy. He's a boy. I went long with that. But like, I mean, maybe, how crazy is it? Listen, Donald Trump won the election. You know, I can't sit here and say that anything is out of the realm of possibility anymore. You know? So now we have to think about, okay, so what are things, now you have to think about, what are things that the government is doing to control your mind? How do you know? How do you not know? Are they doing subliminal messages on the bottom of your TV screen? I'm sure they are. Are they, you know, gearing things to, are they messing up, not messing up, are they putting fake news stories into your Facebook news feed so it can curry your favor towards whichever way they want you to go? Are they doing that? Are they writing fake news on websites like Breitbart? And sharing it all over the internet and passing it off as, like, fact? Are they doing that? Think they're doing that. They could be doing that. Russia's involved? Putin last week said he's not sure that the hacks didn't come from Russia, and he said he's got no compromising information on Trump. You were right on one of those things. Or right on none of them. I don't know. And, so listen, guys, you have to understand that this, I'm not telling you to put on a tinfoil hat, but just pay attention. Every time some terrorist activity happens, you have to question it. You can't just sit back, change your Facebook photo to whatever country of flag the colors, whatever flag of the country that the attack happened in. That's not how this works. You have to figure out why. Who did it benefit? Who had the opportunity? Who had the means? What did this accomplish? So when I see people die in London, besides people dying, and that sucks, and I don't want people to die, all I see in that is, oh, Trump has a reason to get the travel ban going again. That's all I see. And that's all I see. That's all I know. Same thing with Paris. Exits Paris. Steve Bannon's the president. I'm only going back because I don't think I finished my point earlier. It's goals, right? It's not sanctions. It's suggestions. Also, there are two countries that didn't sign the Paris Agreement. Nicaragua, because they think that the goals are too lenient. They think that they should be more off this bad energy. And Syria, because they're busy with, you know, they're busy. Russia's in Syria right now staging a civil war, so Russia can go in there and take things. But yeah, Syria's in a civil war is what I meant to say. Ooh, civil war. Yeah, sure. You told me lies. Yeah, so, like, do you want to be on a list of countries with Nicaragua and Syria? Is that what you want to be? I mean, I would just... I would just look at the list of countries, and I would say, wow, Nicaragua and Syria? I don't want to be there no matter what it is. It's a short list. And he didn't need to pull out. It's voluntary. None of the payments or whatever that we were making were needed to be done. You could have just not done those things, and you could have not been a dick about it. Like Morning Joe guy said, I know his name, I know he has a last name, but his first name is Morning, and his last name is Joe, okay? And the other chick is the other chick. So, the Morning Joe guy, he said... He's a Republican, which is crazy to me that I'm watching Republicans on television. But he said this isn't a, you know, the states are going to, everyone's going to continue to do their clean climate things. Everyone cares about the climate besides, you know, Steve Bannon. So states are still going to do it. The problem is that it makes us look, it's terrible for diplomacy. It's terrible for that. Because we look like idiots doing that. Like we continue to look like idiots all the time, every day that goes by. I was voted by the people of Pittsburgh, not the people of Paris. That's a great quote, bro. Also, true story, 80% of Pittsburgh went for Hillary Clinton. But I'm just saying, but she sent emails. She sent emails. Don't you ever forget that she sent emails. Ivanka Trump was calling up CEOs of businesses that know her dad. Well, you know, that I guess, you know, that he's used before and not paid before. But, like, she was calling up CEOs of her dad's asking, can you call my dad and tell him, like, that this climate change thing is real, that we need... Listen, Bannon is winning the Kushner-Bannon battle right now. Do you remember Kushner meeting with the Russians? You know who broke that news? Steve Bannon broke that news. Because Steve Bannon plays dirty, okay? Like, so the power struggle in the West Wing was like, all right, Kushner's Trump's son. So, like, you know, he's going to get, you know, Trump's going to listen. Well, he's just Trump's son-in-law, whatever. He's going to listen to him a little more because, you know, he likes him. Steve Bannon comes in and is like, yeah? Well, he met with Russia. You know, tells the press, makes it look bad, gets Kushner out of his ear, and Bannon moves in. Man. That's like telling on somebody if they're playing with a toy so you can play with it. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad analogy. You're going to learn I'm not very good. I'm terrible at analogies, and I don't really have any interest in improving. I'm already where I'm going to be in life. I'm not going any... I don't need to be any more educated than I am right now. This is all I'm going. I got nowhere else to go. Nowhere to go but down. Bannon Kushner. It's crazy that we're in a place where I wish Kushner was the president over Bannon. Steve Bannon hates Jews. They were like, Steve Bannon left the Middle East to trip early. Yeah? There were people with freaking headscarves there. Of course he left. There was Muslims. He doesn't want to be around Muslims. Or Jews. Or orbs. I still don't get what was that orb thing. They gotta work on their not looking like villains look, you know? I mean, I think Trevor Noah said that. Work on not looking like supervillains. So we're out of Paris, so we look stupid. terrorist attack, allegedly, in London. Which, by the way, one of those guys is from Ireland, I think. So, it's probably that RIA crap. I really wish some white people would do some terrorism. Well, they don't call it terrorism when white people do it. They call it a mass shooting. They call it, oh, the horror. White people are dead. They get shot by some urban guy. He shouldn't have been in their neighborhood. He should have stayed on the black part of town. Yo, like, the inherent racism that is happening every day in America that gets more and more is crazy. Bill freaking Maher. Come on, man. You know what? I'm not being stupid. I'm not gonna Bill Maher myself here. Here's what I'm gonna do. Bill Maher has a very enjoyable television show on HBO. I like it. I like watching it. He dropped an N-bomb the other night. And hold on. Let me rationalize that for you. I'm not going to rationalize that for you. If you want it rationalized, here's what you do. You go find the black person. You ask them how they feel about it. I have no right. I have no right to even say if Bill Maher should be in trouble, if it was a joke. That's not my word. Not my word, bro. You're going to have to take that up with some black people. Okay? Now, a big thing on the Bill Maher drops the N-bomb, and the news cycle starts turning towards, well, he was never even a liberal. He doesn't even identify with us. He's not even on that side. He'd probably be a Republican. Like, I don't care what he is. First of all, if you hear the way he talks about liberals, you know he's not a liberal. The only thing liberal about Bill Maher is that he smokes weed. It's the only thing liberal about him. He's got money. He's got a TV show. Is it prime time? On Sunday night. Talks politics. Those are the boxes you check for Republicans. So, I don't know. I'm not going to repeat it. And I'm not going to even, you know, should he have said it? Should he not have said it? It's not my call. I'm not a comedian and I'm not a black person. So, let's see what some black people have to say. So far, reading the internet, black people don't like it. And, you know, understandably so. Understandably so. Again, it sucks because in this world of Fox News, we need a guy like Bill Maher. And I know, you know, people say, oh, Jay, what are you talking about? We got some real liberals out there. Like who? The only liberal-leaning news show is John Oliver, and he's not even American, so he can't say he's liberal. I need somebody on TV who votes Democrat, who is Democrat, who will never give in to the centralist progressiveness bullcrap that is conservatism in America, okay? Since Reagan, the rise of conservatism, you got the Democrats that are like, oh, we'll come back to you, we'll come get you. No. We're going to be over here, and when you guys read a couple books and you get educated, you catch up with us. Please. The same thing, there are states that are still doing the climate change thing. They're doing the exact same thing as the Paris Agreement because they're not stupid. Places like California, New York. First of all, California's been doing that since the 80s. They used to have cars with California emissions. California's been doing it since, like, Jerry Brown was the governor the first time. Can you believe that? I didn't know he was the governor already. Jerry Brown was the governor? He dated Linda Ronstadt, and he's the governor again? That's crazy. Also, Jerry Brown lost the Democratic nomination to Jimmy Carter, who was president in 76. Think about that for a second. Because Jimmy Carter is the weak Democrat that leads to Reagan, that leads to this whole thing. Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush. The whole thing. So is it because Jerry Brown couldn't pull it out against Jimmy Carter in 1976? Is that what it's all about? I don't know. It's very interesting. It's very interesting to go back, like, when you look at certain things and see, like, what that, like, history-wise? I'm not talking about life. Like, oh, if I would have crossed the street, I might have been across the street. And I would have got there sooner. No, I mean, like, in terms of, like, elections. Like, this person got elected, therefore this, and this happened. So, like, I'm trying to think of Governor Jerry Brown. Well, he wasn't the governor at that time. He was governor in 76 after he lost the nomination. But if he would have been the president, or if he would have ran for president and lost, and some crappy Republican would have been president, we could have never got the rise of conservatism in the United States. I don't know. It's fascinating how that works. But all those states, like De Blasio's the man. And F. Cuomo. If you guys see Andrew Cuomo on New York, on TV, talking about how New York does this, New York does that, Andrew Cuomo is a liar and a crook and a thief. And him and Cory Booker can get the hell out of my party and go to the other side of the aisle where charter schools are appreciated. And where people have their money tied up in alcohol and they're not letting people get smokable medical marijuana in New York City. Because I have stocks in alcohol. That's like if I bought stocks in Bitcoin and said you can't use dollar bills anymore. I mean, you know? I can't with this world anymore. I can't with this world. Alright. It's a short one because I got home late. It's late. You guys don't care about anything I explain. I'm sorry. Before I get up on out of here, I'm going to give you guys a list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you're going to get all your live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. What's up there? Godsmack's up there. Me Puppets are up there. A lot of stuff up there. Check it out. Check it out. AndyDerrer.com is where you're going to get all your Derrer Network podcasting needs, whether that's Spin Class, whether that's Jesse Unplugged, whether that's the flagship show, The Andy Derrer Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J-Pork podcast. They can all be found at AndyDerrer.com. ChristinaRocks.com, Hang the DJ. Every Sunday morning you go to ChristinaRocks.com, right? You check out the Time Warp playlist. She's got old school, she's hooking you up with old school alternative every Sunday. It's on Mixler. She's got a little show going on. I'm not sure how much she talks because I gotta know how Mixler works, but she's also got the playlist there, and you can check her out, ChristinaRocks.com. She's always uploading news and stuff. Hang the DJ, follow her on Twitter, at ChristinaRocks. None of those have an H, just, you know, keep it fancy. And also, every week, the headlines, they be powered by Annie Quiet. Until next week, folks. Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the J-Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.